And a very good Wednesday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Steven Strom here. Marlins fall to the Rockies 5-4 in game two of a four-game set. They've lost three in a row. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff. Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say following the 5-4 loss to the Colorado Rockies.
Well, tough night for the Marlins here in Game 2 at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. The Marlins' losing streak hits three. They have lost a one-run game for just the third time this season. Put together a nice comeback late, but the Marlins fall short, and the Rockies beat the Marlins by a final score of 5-4 here at Coors Field in Game 2 of this four-game series tonight. This is the 10th Inning Show with Kelly Sacco. I'm Kyle Seeloff, and as Kelly rejoins us now, Kelly, taking a look at this ball game tonight, I think we'll get to the offense, but it's hard to not notice the 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position in the first two games of this series. Marlins provided a little thunder tonight, a couple of home runs. But let's start on the mound for Yuri Perez, an up-and-down night. 4 1/3, loses his first game of the big leagues. 4 runs, 3 earned, 4 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts.
He looked good through three. Kyle was doing a nice job of getting ahead of hitters. It's something that's so important for not just a young pitcher like Aody, but any pitcher out here in the big leagues. He was getting that first pitch strike. He did a nice job keeping Rockies hitters off balance after allowing the double to Tovar at the bottom of the third in the bottom of the third inning. Bounced right back, got Blackman and Profar to ground out and to line out to get him to the fourth, and things just started to unravel there. And even in the fourth inning, with the error by Hampson, he was still able to pretty much keep his cool. But the fifth inning, things just really started to get away from him.
So Perez, 4 1/3, 4 runs, 3 earned, 4 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts tonight. Oscar Brazoban struggled a little, but he did give the Marlins an inning and 2/3. Nardi and Barnes were fine down the stretch in the 7th and 8th inning for the Marlins. Let's go to the offense, Kelly. We'll start with the positives. Another multi-hit effort for Jorge Soler. 2-for-4 tonight with a homer and a double, 2 RBIs. He stays scorching hot.
It's the Jorge Soler that Kim Ng and her team hoped to see last year when they signed him to the deal. So it's really nice to see the adjustments that he's made this season. He's been fantastic for the Marlins. And Birdie getting on base, 3 singles there at the end of the game, was robbed in the third. A great play by McMahon, who had the nice backhanded pick in the top of the third inning. But Cooper hitting the home run, that was nice to see. De La Cruz stays hot with a couple of singles, but really, Kyle, just not able to string things together. And I think at the end of this game, what it really comes down to was just the Marlins didn't look focused out there. It looked like they beat themselves. There was pretty sloppy play.
A little sloppy.
We saw the mental errors. It was just an ugly game. And in a game that was winnable for them, they lose just by one despite themselves.
I don't think you want to get on them too hard, but I totally agree with you. They did not look like the better team out there tonight, and they gave themselves a chance to win this ball game this evening. Some mental lapses. There was the bad error by Hampson in center, and the physical ones are going to happen. Unfortunately, it does cost the Marlins here tonight. Talking about Jorge Soler, he's now hit safely in 13 of his last 17 games, including 7 multi-hit efforts over that stretch. He has been great. Luis Arraez throws up an 0-for-5 tonight, which is always very unexpected. We'll see if he can get back on track tomorrow. But all right, Kelly, we'll see if the Marlins can get back into the win column tomorrow with Sandy Alcantara on the mound. That should be fun. We'll see if Sandy can get right. He's got a 5.05 ERA this season, but sleep fast, and I'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
That's Kelly Sacco. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Highlights from this ball game tonight. This ended up being a come-from-behind victory for the Colorado Rockies because Jorge Soler teed off on Austin Gomber with one out and nobody on in the first. Count is 1-1. He's back on his feet. Here's the one ball, one strike offering. And this is swung on, hit down the right field line. Has a little carry to it. It's going to bang off the wall down the right field line. Birdie is flying. Jody Reed is going to send him. The second baseman, Castro, has it. He won't make a throw. It's a one-out RBI double for Jorge Soler. Here in the top of the 9th inning, the Marlins have drawn a run closer. They now trail 5-4. I think I made the boys angry back in the studio. We zip right along to a highlight in the 9th inning. Anyway, Jorge Soler hit a solo homer in the first inning, It was his 13th home run of the season. It was his 28th RBI for the Marlins. Both are pacing the Miami Marlins here in 2023. Marlins led 1-0 all the way into the bottom of the fourth inning in this ball game tonight. In the bottom of the fourth, Elias Diaz flew out to center field for the first out of the inning, but then Randall Grichuk had a line drive to center field that Garrett Hampson had in his glove, but then he totally botched it. It was a two-base error. Grichuk was at second. There was two outs in the fourth for Harold Castro, the second baseman. He is through 3 2/3 of scoreless ball tonight. Here's a line drive back up the middle and a base hit for Harold Castro. That's going to tie this game, and the error is going to be costly for the Marlins here at the bottom of the fourth. It's a two-out base knock for Harold Castro. It's Miami 1, it's Colorado 1 here in the fourth. And that 1-1 game, or this 1-1 game, would stay tied until a big bottom of the fifth inning for the Colorado Rockies. That inning started in the bottom of the fifth with a walk to Michael Tolia, the first baseman, after Ezekiel Tovar lined out to shortstop. Charlie Blackman gave the Rockies their first lead of the night. We'll see if he goes back to the slider. We'll see if Tolia takes off again. The count is full. There he goes. And the pitch swung on hit towards the gap. Right center field. Hampson's on the run. He's not going to get there. This is going to bounce off the base of the wall. Tolia's going to score easily. Blackman's around second. He'll be content with an RBI double here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Rockies have the lead. It's 2-1. And after a walk to Jurickson and Profar, Yuri Perez's night was over. Oscar Brazoban came in. He allowed a single to Elias Diaz. And the Rockies had the bases loaded with one out in the fifth inning, and Randall Grichuk was the batter. Here's the 2-0, and that is swung on. This is a broken bat line drive, shallow left center field, the base hit. Blackman's going to score. Right behind him is Profar. Going to third is Diaz. Two more runs score for the Rockies. That's going to end the night for Yuri Perez. That'll clean up his box score. But two more for the Rockies. They now lead 4-1 here in the fifth. Ended hitting third baseman Ryan McMahon put the finishing touches on a four-run bottom of the fifth inning for Colorado. 3-2, here's the pitch, and McMahon dribbles it out to second. Arise has it, flips it to second for one. Throw to first! In time, a double play ends the inning. The Rockies may want to take a look at this. So this is either an inning-ending double play that goes 4-6-3 to prevent any further damage, or the inning continues. Diaz scores from third. Inning would continue. That call went to New York. It was overturned. McMahon was safe at first. There was a fielder's choice RBI. The Rockies played it 4-on-3 hits. No errors. One left on in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that four-run fifth would propel them throughout the course of this ball game tonight. It was 5-1. The Marlins trailing top of the sixth inning. There was a man on. There was two outs. Garrett Cooper was the batter. Cooper's 0-for-2 tonight. You can hear Brian De La Cruz clicking his bat on his spikes in the on-deck circle. First pitch to Cooper is hit in the air to right field, fairly deep. Grichuk's going back. He's still going back at the wall, looking up. It's gone! Garrett Cooper with a two-out, two-run homer. Here in the top of the sixth inning, it pulls the Marlins to within two. It's Colorado 5 and Miami 3. And that knocked Austin Gomber out of the ball game. This was a 5-3 game headed to the ninth inning. Everybody went quietly in the seventh and the eighth innings. Pierce Johnson came on for the Colorado Rockies in the top of the ninth. He struck out the pinch hitter Joey Wendell leading off the ninth. John Birdie singled. You heard the RBI double by Jorge Soler. The Marlins had the tying man at second base with one out in the ninth inning. First pitch swinging, Luis Arise popped out to the left fielder Jurickson Profar. The last hope in this ball game tonight was the designated hitter Garrett Cooper, who already had a two-run homer in the game. Here's the 1-1 offering, and that is swung on and lofted in the air right field, sending Grichuk back shy of the warning track. He reaches up, he makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The Marlins have lost their third one-run game of the season. And they couldn't get to the Rockies here in the ninth. They did get a run on two hits. No errors. There was one man left on base. The Rockies have taken the first two games in this series. They win this ball game by a final score of 5-4 at Coors Field tonight. So taking a look at the totals from this ball game tonight for the Marlins, 4 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. And for the Rockies, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They leave 6 men on base. Austin Gomber is the winning pitcher. He is 4-4 for the Rockies this season. Yuri Perez, the loser, he is now 1-1 here in 2023. Pierce Johnson picks up his second consecutive save in this series. It is his 10th this season for the Colorado Rockies. This ball game started at 6:39, finishes at 9:07. Total game time, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of 19,470 on this Tuesday night here at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. With the loss, the Marlins have now lost 3 in a row, 4 of 5 to start this road trip. They are now 24-25 on the season. As for the Colorado Rockies, with their victory, they are back to within 7 games of .500 at 21-28. The Rockies have been playing good baseball for a couple of weeks now, and that continues in this ballgame here tonight. For the Miami Marlins pitching staff tonight, they struck out 6. That means that $150 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
All right, that was manager Skip Schumacher. Yuri Perez went 4 1/3, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned in the 5-4 loss. It was his first loss of his very young career. Let's hear what Yuri had to say following the loss to the Rockies.
Yuri, obviously your first road start, first start here. How would you evaluate your start tonight?
Obviamente tu primera salida en la gira, ¿no? Y afuera de casa, ¿cómo la evalúas?
Bueno, traté de hacer buen trabajo, me sentía bien, el equipo haciendo su trabajo también. Ya en el cuarto, quinto inning me sentí un poquito sofocado por la cosa que era el play. Nada, me sentía bien, sentía que estaba haciendo un buen trabajo. Nada, y salí ahí a divertirme, en verdad.
I just think did a good job, you know, I think everybody did today. Working really hard to stay in the game. After the fourth inning, I felt some discomfort, a little suffocation too, like maybe, you know, for the play, for the feel. But besides that, I just went out there to compete and do the best I can.
Baseballs travel a little bit differently here. They break a little bit differently here. Did you notice your pitches playing any differently than normal?
La pelota viaja de manera distinta en este estadio. Viste algunos movimientos, a lo mejor de la pelota que tenían en tus picheos, algo distinto. ¿Conociste algo interesante aquí?
No, sentía que estaba trabajando bien. En esos últimos innings ya fue que me estaba como jalando un poquito, pero sentía que estaba trabajando bien los picheos, el cambio también. Esta gente estaba haciendo buen ajuste. No, me sentía con los picheos bien, ¿verdad?
I would say all pitches were working very well. Changeup was moving well. It was just like it was mostly about just the extra effort after the fourth inning. I was just pushing a little extra, but all pitches were moving okay.
Skip said that he thought maybe you were shying away from the fastball a little bit tonight. Was that true?
Skip comentó de que a lo mejor estaba un poquito alejándote de la recta, usando la recta. ¿Qué comentario tiene al respecto?
Sí, estaba un poquito abierto con la recta, queriendo hacer más y no haciendo lo que yo sé hacer. Nada, estamos trabajando eso también en los bullpenes y vamos a llevarlo a cabo en los juegos, al próximo juego. Esto es una enseñanza y nada, para el próximo venimos mejor.
Yeah, I feel like I was opening a little bit with the fastball. I think it's because I was trying to probably do a little extra work there, probably try to throw faster. But it's a learning process. I learned that today, and I'll continue to work my bullpen sessions and try to bring a better fastball for the next game.
Opening up, so it was location that was a problem.
On the cuando dice la ubicación o cuestiones mecánicas cuando te está diciendo que te estás abriendo.
En la mecánica estoy cayendo rápido, estoy dejando el brazo un poquito abajo, pero estamos controlándolo poco a poco ya.
Yeah, it's more of a mechanical thing. You know, just opening a little bit, just leaving my arm a little lower than I used to and opening a little bit.
You mentioned learning 3 starts into your big league career. What do you think you have learned the most so far?
Hablaste de aprendizaje, ¿no? De aprender. Tercera apertura en Grandes Ligas. ¿Qué es lo que más has aprendido ya en esta tercera apertura?
Controlar un poco más las emociones. Salir a divertirme y tratar de tirar el primer picheo detrás. Si caigo abajo la cuenta, puedo fallar el otro picheo y puedo hacer una base por bola y entrar en una carrera. Como lo que pasó hoy, que fue la base por bola, por eso trajeron carrera. So, controlar los picheos y tirar el primer picheo detrás.
Yeah, it's just about, you know, controlling emotions, controlling your pitches. Go out there, have fun. But also throwing first pitch for strike is very important. After that, you know, you might fall. If you don't do that, you can fall and behind the count and get a walk, just like today, you know, that walk, which at the end ended up costing me and the whole team. But, you know, that's part of the learning experience as well.
All right, we are right back at it. It's going to be an 8:40 first pitch from Coors Field, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 8:10. Thanks for rewinding with us, Marlins Nation. Let's flip the M together, Miami. This is the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.